rock stars. From Rockland USA Studios in Washington, this is Rock on the Money. Time to talk about saving, investing, and protecting all of your hard-earned monies. We're just here to give you ideas, answer your questions, and keep you updated on your path to multi-millions without any fees or commissions. It's kind of what we do here. I'm Craig with Amanda, and we are your host, and we are so glad you've joined us. Phone lines are open 24 hours a day, 989-888-ROCK, 989-888-7625. If you're too shy to leave a voicemail or text us, you can always email us to podcast@rocklandusa.com. What's up, Amanda?
Oh, the sky is up.
Wow.
My brother's been posting a dad joke every day on his Facebook page, and I guess the corniness is rubbing off.
Oh, great. What do we got coming up on this episode of Rock on the Money, Amanda?
Today is very exciting. We have a whole segment on the best time to buy a new / used vehicle, or as I like to call it, new to you vehicle.
Yeah, I love that.
And then, of course, we've got our savvy savings.
Awesome. How about we start off with buying a new or used vehicle? Let's jump right into that one.
Yes, I love shopping for cars. Who doesn't, right? Like, it's so fun to shop around and get in a car. The worst part, though, is when they sit you down with the paperwork and you realize, oh, I have to pay for this. But exactly. And I keep dodging. I've had to take my car in the last week twice, actually, for a repair that they didn't do the first time. And the whole time I was there, I like had blinders on to not look at the new and new to me vehicles in the showroom. I'm so proud of myself. I didn't even look at one this time.
Good job.
A little off topic before you dive into the best time. I saw that, is it Hyundai came out with a car just recently, I think it even was announced today, with solar panels on the roof.
Really?
Yeah. I'm intrigued.
Is it all electric?
I don't know. I just saw the headline. I didn't really look into it. Oh. Maybe I shouldn't have shared it.
I'm surprised, coming from a lawyer. You don't have all the information.
I didn't. Yeah, I was busy today. I'm sorry.
I'm just kidding. Hey, so buying a car, there's a lot of factors come into getting the best deal. You know, there are a lot of industry things that can help you get the best deal, mainly the time of year. And guess what, really? Amanda?
Is it that time of year?
It is that time of year. I always wondered this because you always see a lot of ads on TV. You know that big bow that they put on these cars?
Oh my gosh, I saw the best commercial.
What?
For Lexus the other day. It was like this dad and his son, they were carrying this giant bow all over the house trying to find a place to store the bow until Christmas morning when they could put it on a car. I thought it was very clever.
This is something I didn't know about those red bows that we all see on TV. You know, you can rent those or buy them from the dealership. And
they
then
should just throw it in for free. Why are they charging you?
You would
extra?
Think. It's like a couple $100. Hold on. Let me go on Amazon. I think Amazon actually sells large car bow. Hold on. Here it is. They cost on Amazon. These are not as big as the ones you've seen on TV. They look like they run about $50.
Yeah.
It's only 30 inch though. That's not that big.
I mean, the dealership should be throwing that in.
You would think. But those are apparently a couple hundred dollars.
You should negotiate that when you're buying.
Yeah, negotiate that. So anyway, getting back on topic.
Anyway, back to the topic.
The vehicle market right now.
This is the best time.
It is the best time. The vehicle market right now is very overstocked right now. They're hemorrhaging vehicles in these lots.
Yeah, and they need to get their inventory down before the end of the year.
Yeah, and there's a lot of reasons why there's so many vehicles available, especially used and new, is vehicles are generally more reliable now than they have in previous decades.
Oh, yeah, so they're lasting longer.
They do last a lot longer now. And the other thing is people really can't afford to buy a car either. Right. So we have too many vehicles and people are really watching their spending right now and they're not buying. So what has happened is we have a lot of vehicles out there, which means we can get a great deal.
Only if you need a replacement vehicle.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not even going to say new because I don't think anyone needs a new vehicle, but that's just me.
I'm one of the, I guess, boring people. I keep my vehicles 10 plus years.
Awesome.
I don't go out and buy vehicles. Like I'm not going to talk about my neighbors, but I am going to talk about my neighbors.
Hypothetically,
if I were to talk about my neighbors.
Or if you had a neighbor.
Yes. If I had a neighbor. which I do.
People
tend to get vehicles every 2 years. They seem to love the fleecing. I'm sorry. Did I say fleecing?
Did you just call it fleecing?
I meant to say leasing. Please don't lease a vehicle, people. That is just, it is the fleecing of your wallet. Do not get a lease.
I love that.
There's a time and a place for lease. Usually it's with a business. For personal use, stop leasing your cars, people.
Well, a lease just means you can't afford to drive the type of car that you want to drive. So.
Right. Then you end up finding out, oh, I probably shouldn't have done this.
Then especially when it comes time to turn that car in and the dealership finds every little nitpicky thing to charge you for.
And then you got to try and figure out how to buy your way out. And there are companies that can help you buy your way out. I mean, that's a whole different, we're not going to get into that. Anyway.
Let's talk about leasing in one of our future episodes.
Yeah, we should because.
I have some things to say about that.
Yeah. And if you notice, every ad on TV is leasing. Nobody talks about buying the car. It's all about leasing it because that's how they make all their money. Anyway.
Well, and it's how they make it seem affordable for people.
Exactly. So anyway, speaking of making it affordable, when you're going to buy a vehicle, whether it's new or used, set a realistic budget and know what you can truly afford because it's so easy to walk in there. We're telling you things you already know, but we're going to say it anyway. You walk in that dealership, you're like, you know, that Honda Accord LX, but it says LX on the back. If I get the EX, you know, that's got the sunroof. That's got everything on it. You know, it's like, number one, change your mindset. Do not care about what other people think about you driving. Buy what you need and what you can truly afford. That's going to accomplish what you need to do. Okay.
This and is don't not let the dealership people. Convince you that, oh, well, it's just a little bit more and that only adds a dollar or two to your monthly payment. Oh,
that is a good point. Yeah. It's only another dollar or another $5. Yeah. And also take the time to research the cost of ownership, the fuel, the tires. How much are those tires really going to cost you? The maintenance schedule. Different vehicles have a different maintenance schedule, whether it's 50,000, 75,000, 100,000 miles. When are you going to have to do certain things to the car? And what is the reliability? You know, the old true, tried and true location to get a lot of this is still Consumer Reports. As long as that thing has been around, I'm a member of Consumer Reports. I have the website version that I pay for. You get full access to everything. And to me,
the Consumer Reports works really well if you're not buying a brand new car. There's not enough time for them to find out what all the issues are with the car if it's brand new. So yet another reason to buy lovingly used.
2 years is a sweet spot. You know those lease cars coming back?
Oh, yeah. They come back and then you can get them certified used and you get extended warranties included and sometimes maintenance plans included as if it is a new car. So you're getting the best of both worlds.
And you don't have to deal with the massive depreciation in that first 2 years. You've now got a car that you can easily get 8 to 10 years out of. Anyway, so guess what?
I really like that point you bring up, though, Craig, on not just the fuel, but tires. I have made that mistake in the past where I get a car and it's totally within budget. And then for whatever reason, when I was living in Miami, I had something happen to my tires like 3 weeks in a row. And it's incredible how expensive tires can be.
Oh, it is.
On some cars. And then others, you know, you just keep it, you can put a standard tire on with the standard size that you don't have to special order and not quite as a hit.
I go to Costco for my tires and I will literally find out what the cost of the tires will be for a certain make and model.
Yeah.
And they're willing to do that. I used to own a Nissan Pathfinder, big four-wheel drive, the older version. Oh, my goodness, the tires on that thing.
Yeah. Ugh. And the insurance cost. When I'm in the market for a new car, I always run the insurance numbers with the insurance company before I buy.
Yep. So what are the best times to buy a vehicle? When can you get the lowest price, Amanda? Well, it turns out early at the beginning of the year, which is when, let's get right around the corner.
Right around the corner.
It is the best time to buy a car. They're always clearing out the previous year inventory because they're preparing for the new model year that's coming up.
Yep.
Now, here's something I did not know. But March apparently is a great time for a good deal on Japanese and Korean vehicles because that's when they do their end of year fiscal reporting for their businesses. That's their fiscal year end.
At the end of March?
Yes, at the end of March. So Toyota, Honda, Kia, all of them, that's when they want to clear it out. And then guess what? Because they have a sale. Who else does sales?
All their competitors.
Everybody else. Everybody else jumps in.
It's a race to the bottom.
For everybody. It's a race to the bottom. Just like Schwab and Fidelity and everybody else. Mm-hmm. Also, beginning of the year, major holidays are the best times for getting a good deal. Christmas, New Year's is the best time to purchase a vehicle. And Black Friday is also a great time. I always mocked at seeing these Black Friday deals at Chevrolet or Ford. Yeah. Or I was like, who the heck is buying a car on Black Friday? But apparently they do have good deals.
Oh, I'm sure.
So
they have a big deal to entice the shoppers away from the other deals.
Yes. Now, a lot of you may already know this, but if you can't buy a vehicle or you don't need to buy a vehicle at the end of the year, but you do need to buy a vehicle later on, you always want to wait to the end of the month. I think a lot of us know that the salespeople, they constantly have contests at the dealerships where they have to, you know, they're competing against each other and they win a prize. Could be a trip, could be all kinds of things. And they need to meet certain sales quotas. So the end of the month is also a good time to buy a vehicle. So if you combine this along with the end of the year, major holiday, and end of the month, you are now getting ready to sit at the best time of
sweet spot here, Craig.
This is the sweet. I like how you said that. This is the sweet spot for buying a vehicle. However, I've never bought a vehicle in this time of year. Ever. I've never bought one.
I bought my son's first car like the day before Christmas when he was 16. But it was used and it was like one of those old clunkers.
Oh, okay.
I think we still got a pretty sweet deal on it. Yeah.
Nice. The three key times to purchasing a vehicle is March, August, and the November, December, which is right now with the final purchase at the end of the year months. So there you go.
Awesome.
So basically, if you need to buy a car, now's the time to go buy it.
Well,
if you're listening,
do your research.
Yeah, do your research, though. And don't make up an excuse that you have to go out and buy a vehicle. If you have a repair that costs $1,000 and the vehicle's worth $10, fix the car. Don't go buy a new one. There's still a certain point when you don't need really. People will always look for an excuse to buy a new vehicle.
Yeah, because new cars are fun.
It's always fun.
It's very fun.
But how long does that really last?
I don't know. I still like my car and it's fully paid off. And that's one of the things I love about it the most.
Oh, yeah. Having a paid off vehicle is awesome.
Yeah.
All right. So when we come back, Amanda, it's time for some savvy savings. Yes, with Amanda. We'll be right back.
My favorite segment.
Yes. You're listening to Rock on the Money.
In the last few weeks or the last few episodes, we did some down and dirty talking about utility bills, water bills, electric bills, which were so enthralling that today I decided to simplify it and just talk about cash.
Oh, wow.
Cold, hard cash.
Nice.
Everyone loves cash, right?
Oh, I do.
There is a psychological thing that happens when you have cash in your hand versus a plastic credit card. My big tip of the day is to give yourself an allowance when you're budgeting. And we'll talk about budgeting in one of our future episodes that's coming up, the big B word. But as you're budgeting, one thing that's been really successful in our household budget is that my husband and I each give ourselves a cash allowance every payday, which one is probably the best thing you can do for a marriage so that you're not each arguing over, well, why did you spend $18 at the gas station today? What was that about? You don't have to answer to anyone with your allowance, right? You have your cash allowance, you spend it however you want. But the other thing is you also tend to hoard your cash more than you would if you have just a debit card. It's amazing how quickly those gas station runs, you know, where you're running in for an energy drink and maybe a pack of cigarettes. I mean, I don't smoke, but I know people who do, and they don't quite realize how quickly, you know, $4 here and $3 there can add up in a week. And if you have cash and you have an allowance, it's a set amount. And once that cash is gone, then you're out of luck and you don't get to do those things anymore. Mm-hmm. You start to make much more difficult decisions on, well, is this energy drink more important to me than, you know, going out to dinner with my friends later this week or going to a happy hour? So we use the allowance trick for us. It really works. The other thing that we do that helps, and this is a good and a bad thing with the cash, is I have a rule that if I, so we get our cash allowance, and usually when you go to an ATM, it comes out in what, $20 bills?
Right? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, some of the ATMs nowadays, you can pick your denominations. I saw that recently. They're like, what would you like? Hundreds, fives? I'm like, just give me what, whatever comes out. Yeah. So if you go and spend money, this is our household rule, and you get change back, one of the denominations that you get back is a $5 bill. We put all of our $5 bills in a bucket. And then at the end of the year, that's the bucket we use either for spending money on a vacation or for Christmas gifts. And it's amazing how quickly it adds up. But it also means that you have to think long and hard about going to Starbucks because you know you're going to get $15 back in change.
Yeah.
And the, and sometimes if that barista gives you three fives instead of a 10 and a five,
oh, crap.
Your Starbucks just cost you $20. But it does help build up your cash emergency fund in your house pretty quickly too. And you don't have to do $5 bills if that doesn't work for you. We started out with just $1 bills. If you get ones in change, all that money goes into a bucket. And, you know, that's sometimes a lot more palatable for people to take on, especially if you have a smaller allowance than what we allot ourselves each pay period. Mm-hmm. So you can do that, or you can do just the coin change you get back. But whatever you do, you know, it's kind of like some of these bank accounts have this option where you can round up with your transaction, and they'll put the rounding up into a savings account. Have you heard of this, Craig?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So I guess it's kind of like that, but you're managing it with your cash in hand and not through a card. So what do you think?
And that requires a little bit of honesty on both parties as well.
It does.
I could just hoard my $5 bills. It's like, well, I'm just going to pocket this one, throw that one in there. Well, I'm just saying. I mean, that it does. So,
Craig, you're saying you're not in a relationship right now. I wonder
what I'm saying is if people are going to be intentional with their budgets and money management in the house and debt, they both have to be on the same page. It does not work whatsoever if you're going to pay off debt or anything.
Yeah. Well, yes. And so it's our rule, but it is an honor system. So no one's policing it. I contribute my money to the bucket. Sometimes we share our allowance, so it's not coming from any one person's pocket. But if he's not contributing, that's not something that's going to keep me up at night.
I gotcha.
Whisper that in case he's listening.
Yeah. Oh, no, he's listening.
He's like, yep, my money.
My money. My money.
He's like, give me my monsters. 2 for $4.
Hey, real quick, because you kind of touched on the envelope system a little bit there.
We had started an envelope system 6 or 7 years ago, and I have maintained, we don't do envelopes anymore. Right. I think the envelope system is an excellent tool to use to start budgeting. I don't think it's a long-term tool, but that's me. Some people love envelopes and they do it until the end of time. We don't do that, but we do the allowance portion, and we call it our blow money because you can blow it on anything you want. But I realize that also sounds like we're doing cocaine.
Yeah, so. Exactly.
But you know, we're not.
Typical Florida activity. Absolutely.
Yeah. And we call it that because you can blow it on anything you want, and the other person can't say anything about it because there's no judgment. It's your money. You can do with it what you want. If you want to save it for something special, like you want some fancy Kevin DeBruyne or jersey, for those of you who are Man City fans, my husband's a big one, and you can do that, and I can't be like, oh, that's a stupid thing to get. And he can't say, oh, don't you already have enough coach purses? I'd be like, hey, smile. I can spend it however I want.
There you go.
And then you also don't have the guilt that you're taking something from another bucket of your budget. If you've budgeted for your discretionary fund like that, then you can spend it on things without feeling guilty that it's taking from something else in the budget.
Since you brought up the envelope system, I wanted to quickly say Ally Bank announced this week that they're introducing, you can take a savings account and break up into 10 buckets.
Really?
You can. This has been something I've wanted for ages. Like, why can't I go into my bank and create different sections where I can put my money in different sections without having to open up new accounts? You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, that's great for budgeting for these once a year type expenses.
So they just introduced you can do up to 10 is what they've done. So I'm anticipating because they did it, Marcus, everybody else is going to do the same thing. All it is a software thing. I anticipate that spreading. That I've wanted that for so long. I couldn't understand why anybody could do that. But
yeah, no, that's awesome, because then you can set up your, and I know banks in the past had said, oh, you can set up a Christmas fund, but it's really, they're just opening another account for you. Yeah, so that's great that you can now have different spending buckets for those once a year expenses, like renewing your license plates or...
It makes sense because Marcus and Ally, and they're all online, so it's all software. They're just assigning it. So I love that. I was so happy to see that. So anyway, I am not.
That's the tip for today. Cash allowance.
I love it. $5 bills.
And five or one. $1 bills.
Dollar bills. All right. Thank you very much, Amanda. That was awesome. Oh, and I forgot to mention, we're now available on iHeartRadio. So if you have the iHeartRadio app, you can find us on there as well. Please, please, please share us, like us, and comment, and give us a rating wherever you find our podcast, usually on iTunes, Google Podcast. We would really, really appreciate it. Those ratings, those star ratings and comments really do help out the show tremendously. I can't emphasize that enough. We really do appreciate all of your support. We've been growing dramatically, and it's been phenomenal this early in the game. Thank you so much for following us. Check us out at rockonthemoney.com. You can find everything right there on the website. With gratitude, so long, everyone. And thank you for listening to Rock on the Money. America's Rock Band USA. All opinions expressed by the host are solely their own and do not reflect the views of any company, affiliates, or advertisers. Investments or strategies mentioned in the show may not be suitable for you. Before acting on any information in the show, you should consider whether it is suitable for your particular circumstances and strongly consider seeking advice from your own financial or investment advisor.